tell us a little bit about it and what goes on there.
The historic dockyard occupies the former site of the Royal Dockyard at Chatham, and from 1618 right up until 1984, it was one of the principal shipbuilding sites of for the Royal Navy, and in building ships including HMS Victory, submarines, and galore all the way through. So a really important site for the Royal Navy in the development of the Medway towns.
And it's one of the most complete still in existence, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the most complete dockyards of the Age of Sail. So we are 80 acres. We've got 100 buildings on site, 47 of which are scheduled ancient monuments, which is basically the same level of protection as Stonehenge and importance as Stonehenge or the Tower of London. And we have 47 of these. It's the highest concentration in England. And we've got all the buildings that were required to build a wooden warship in the Age of Sail.
What will kind of happen across the year? Because obviously you're celebrating quite a big birthday, aren't you?
Festival 400 is really a programme that celebrates creativity, ingenuity at the dockyard. Opening in the end of March, we've got a wonderful exhibition called Powerful Tides, which is exploring the creativity that has been inspired by this place.
So why do you think the history of the dockyard is still so significant and still attracts so many visitors each year?
The history of the dockyard is very much a history of our country and our development, really. The dockyard at the time when it was sort of in its heyday in the 17th, 18th century was one of the first major industrial complexes in the country, and that continued and grew and really pushing the boundaries. And, you know, without the dockyard, there wouldn't have been a strong navy, and without a strong navy, there wouldn't have been strong trade and the development of England and then Britain as it became when it was unified in 1707. It really wouldn't have happened without places like the dockyard, because as an island nation we needed to be able to get out and go explore and go do and then protect that, and sort of that was one of the major purposes of the Royal Navy, which Chatham had such an instrumental role in supporting.